Have you ever just stopped and really wondered how your brain actually pulls off those brilliant, imaginative ideas? Like, what's going on behind the curtain when you have that sudden aha moment?
It's a really fundamental question, isn't it? Right at the core of creativity. And today, we're doing a deep dive into this fascinating paper called The Corpus Callosum and Creativity Revisited.
Okay.
And this dive is going to unpack how a really crucial part of your brain, the corpus callosum, which I think is often overlooked, connects directly to your ability to think creatively.
Right. And our goal here, our mission, is to explore just how vital this structure is for imaginative thought. We're looking back at a theory, it's like half a century old now, that suggests this isn't just some simple bridge between brain hemispheres. It's more like an active orchestrator, performing this delicate dance between stopping signals and encouraging them.
A dance of inhibition and facilitation, exactly. And you learn why it's so key, backed by some pretty surprising science from split-brain patients and also people with a rare condition they're born with.
So where did this whole idea even start? How did it first come about?
Well, what's really interesting is that it actually goes way back to the work of neurosurgeon Joseph Bogen back in 1969.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and Bogen, he built his theory on Roger Sperry's really famous split-brain studies. Sperry worked with patients whose corpus callosum, that huge bundle of nerve fibers connecting the brain's two halves, was surgically severed.
That's the commissurotomy procedure, right?
Precisely. And doing that revealed these incredible insights into how our hemispheres specialize, how they sort of have different jobs.
So you're basically seeing the brain's departments working separately then. And how did that lack of connection, how did it affect something as complex as creativity?
That's exactly the question they asked. And the early observations from these patients were, well, quite striking. They kept many cognitive skills,
Love that.
but they showed this really limited capacity for, like, fostering genuinely new solutions or imaginative ideas. They seemed to struggle to think expansively. It was almost like a key tool was missing from their mental toolkit.
And this is where the theory from Bogen really gets interesting for us today. They didn't just say the corpus callosum mattered. They proposed it has these two opposing functions that kind of work together. Can you maybe walk us through those?
Absolutely. So think about the creative process having different stages. You've got learning, incubation, letting ideas sort of simmer,
Right.
then illumination, that flash of insight, and then refinement. The Bogen suggested the corpus callosum plays different roles in two key phases. So during the early parts, learning and incubation, the CC actively uses what's called interhemispheric inhibition.
Interhemispheric inhibition. Okay, what does that actually mean for how the brain's working then?
It means the corpus callosum is essentially allowing the specialized left and right sides of the brain to work independently,
Yeah.
but also at the same time.
Independently, huh?
Yeah, like imagine two separate workshops
Yeah.
in your mind, right? Each developing thoughts without immediately getting in the other's way. This actually promotes a wider, more diverse range of perspectives. So maybe your brain is deliberately not connecting everything yet, letting each side explore.
That's fascinating. It feels almost counterintuitive. So, okay, the ideas are stewing independently. What happens next when we need that breakthrough, that aha moment?
Right, that's phase two, the illumination stage. And here the corpus callosum sort of flips the switch. It shifts to interhemispheric facilitation.
Facilitation, so helping things connect.
Exactly. It supports more integration, more coordination between the hemispheres. It's when those previously separate ideas can suddenly link up in powerful new ways
Yeah.
that's crucial for those flashes of insight, when it all just clicks.
Ah,
So that aha moment isn't random. It's your brain actively, powerfully synthesizing different threads. It shows why sometimes letting ideas just sit apart for a while is important before trying to force connections.
it really sounds like a delicate balance then. You need both things. Letting things explore on their own and bringing them together. Both are critical for, proper creative thinking in a typical brain.
Absolutely critical.
But what about when that connection isn't just cut, like in the surgeries, but maybe it never even formed properly?
That brings us to something called agenesis of the corpus callosum, or ACC. It's a rare congenital condition, meaning people are born without the CC, either partly or completely.
Okay.
Now, it's important to say it's not exactly the same as a surgical split brain, because the brain is adaptable. Other connections can sometimes develop to compensate, at least partially.
But even with those compensations, people with primary ACC often show some consistent cognitive differences, right? What kinds of difficulties are we talking about?
Well, yes, things like reduced information transfer between hemispheres, slower processing speed.
Yeah.
But really relevant to our chat today, they often have significant difficulties with complex, novel problem solving.
Novel problems. So situations they haven't encountered before.
Exactly. Especially when it requires an imaginative leap. For example, studies look specifically at elaborative thinking and imagination in people with ACC.
Elaborative thinking. What did that look like in the studies? How did they test that?
The evidence is pretty compelling.
Mm-hmm.
So when individuals with ACC were asked to, say, make up stories based on ambiguous pictures, like those simple triangle animations sometimes used, or the thematic apperception pictures.
Oh, yeah, the tat cards where you tell a story about a vague scene.
Those ones. Their narratives consistently had significantly less semantic variation.
Less semantic variation, meaning?
Meaning they used fewer different words, fewer concepts. Their stories tended to stick much closer to very literal common interpretations. They didn't branch out imaginatively or metaphorically as much.
Wow. So they struggled to build those rich, complex mental scenarios from a simple prompt?
That seems to be the case. It really supports this idea that the corpus callosum is essential for that kind of imaginative elaboration, for fleshing out ideas in detail.
So pulling this all together, what's the big takeaway here for, you know, for you listening and for how we understand where great ideas come from?
Well, the evidence, both from the classic split brain patients and from individuals with ACC, it really powerfully supports that original theory. The corpus callosum is indeed critical for complex imaginative thinking. For creativity.
It's genuinely involved in what Bogan called the highest and most elaborate activities of the brain.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Which leads to maybe a final thought to consider.
Yeah.
If this ability to connect, to integrate information across your brain's hemispheres is so vital for creativity, what does that mean for how you approach new problems day to day?
Maybe consciously allowing that time for ideas to just incubate separately before actively trying to forge connections.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's more than just a helpful strategy.
Perhaps it's actually leveraging your brain's underlying architecture for insight. Something to think about.